It is good to be with you all tonight. Please go ahead and open up your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. We're going to use this as a jumping off point for the rest of the lesson. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the preacher, presumably Solomon here, is considering what is the importance of life? What is the purpose of life? There's so much that we can be distracted by in our lives, so what is it that really, really matters? And so he has all of these things at his disposal that he tries in order to find meaning in life, and none of it works. Until finally he comes to the end of the book, here in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. And he says, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." All the things that he tried to bring him happiness could not bring it. And he realizes here, in the end, after he tries all of this, that our whole duty, the whole purpose that we have as Christians, as people of God, is to serve Him first and foremost. In the Gospels, some of the scribes and Pharisees came to Jesus and they said, "Should we pay taxes to Caesar?" And they were trying to lay a trap for Him. They were trying to trick Him. And Jesus said, "Well, bring me some of your currency. Bring me a coin and let me look at it." And so they bring him a coin, and Jesus asks them, "Well, whose image and inscription is on the coin?" And they say, "Well, Caesar's." And he says, "Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's, but give to God what is God's." Remember back in Genesis 1, verse 27, we are created in God's image. We are made to look like God. We are made to embody His characteristics. And so if we are stamped with God's image, then giving to God what is God's is giving our lives and dedication to Him. So our job, our whole duty, as it says here in Ecclesiastes 12, is to fear God and to obey His commandments. And that is how we bear the image of God. That is how we live up to the calling that we have in being created in God's image. That's what we are called to be. So what does that look like practically in our lives? And that's what I want to talk about tonight. How can we practically reflect God's image that He has stamped upon us? How can we live up to that? And what does it look like to fear the Lord in our everyday life? And I think we have trouble understanding maybe all the nuances of that phrase and what that means. But when we look throughout Scripture, we see a lot of examples of what fearing the Lord means in our day-to-day life. So that's what we're going to focus on. We're going to see what it means to fear the Lord and to be image bearers of Him in our everyday lives. So first of all, if we are to fear the Lord and we're to bear His image in the way that we're called to do, we need to choose our friends carefully. Look with me in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 24, verse 21. Proverbs 24, verse 21. "My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise." Fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise. It is so important that as we are beginning to live a life that reflects what we are to live, that we are trying to bear this image of God, that we are careful about the people that are close to us in our lives. The people that are close to us have so much impact upon us. And we impact our friends to some degree, and we can definitely influence people around us. But it's so important that we try to find people that we put in our lives who can build us up and who can encourage us and who can help us when we're weak. When we have somebody that around us that's constantly pulling us down, this is not helping us in our overall goal. And so when we are looking for friends and we're looking for the people that are around us that we're going to keep close to us in our lives, it's important that we think about this. How much impact these people are going to have in our lives. How are they going to affect the way that I am shining my light? Are they going to dim my light? Are they going to drag me down? Or is this somebody that's going to encourage me when I'm down, when I'm not being the kind of person that I'm trying to be? Are they going to lift me up? Are they going to help me? And am I going to be able to do the same for them and encourage them and lift them up? And so as we're trying to be image bearers of God, and we're trying to fear Him in our everyday life, the first thing that we have to make sure is that the people that are around us are people that share the same mentality and that are going to help us in our efforts to do that. Second of all, we need to put away the idols that are in our lives. Go ahead and turn over with me to 1 Samuel chapter 12. And I apologize, tonight we're going to be doing a lot of turning around. And sometimes that's hard to follow, but hopefully y'all are able to do that. 1 Samuel 12, beginning in verse 14. If you will fear the Lord and serve Him and obey His voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, and if both you and the king who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God, it will be well. Look a little later there in the same chapter in verse 24. Only fear the Lord and serve Him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things He has done for you. And we look at this address here to the people of Israel, and He's encouraging them here to put away the idols that are in their lives and to serve God with all of their might. And I think it's easy for us to think, okay, you know, that was good for them, but we don't have to worry about this. We don't have to worry about idolatry in our lives today. And in a certain sense, we may be right there. I hope that none of us at home are tempted to bow down to any images and to worship them and to hold them up as God. But what is it that we have in our lives that takes time away from serving God? What is it that we have in our lives that we put in front of God, that we put in the place of God? Well, we have sins in our lives. We fall short. And we have things that we do that we ought not to be doing. And that's definitely true. But I think what's even more dangerous and scary is that there are things in our lives that are not bad or sinful in and of themselves at all. But they're just things that take our energy away from God. They're just things that we're pouring out our energy in something, wasting time in something, and we could be using it to glorify God. You know, how much time do we spend watching TV? How much time do we spend reading? How much time do we spend doing all of these other things, whatever it may be, some of which are good in and of themselves? But let's think about how much time we're spending doing some of these other things, doing these secular things, instead of putting God first, serving Him, helping others. We have to be so careful with the way that we use our time. We have to make sure that we are going to put God first in everything that we do. And it doesn't matter it doesn't mean that we need to always take all of those things out of our lives. The sins, we need to get rid of those. But some of those other things that we do in our free time, we don't need to completely get rid of them. But we need to prioritize those things. We need to make sure that we're putting God first in those things, so that we can be lights, so that we can be image bearers to the world that's around us. Thirdly, not only do we need to put away the sins and the distractions from our lives, but we need to develop a hatred for evil and a hatred for sin. Look over with me in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs 8, here in verse 13. The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride, arrogance, and the way of evil, and perverted speech I hate. If we are to take on God's image and to bear His image to the people that are around us, we need to not only take these sins out of our lives, but we need to truly hate evil the way that God hates evil. We need to completely get it out of our lives, completely not want it anymore. And I think there are these varying stages that we have of getting sin out of our lives. At first, we're able to pull away from the desire of it and to quit doing it. But as we progress, we should achieve this goal of being able to hate it and to completely not want it anymore. And think about how much God hates evil and how much He hates sin. That He sent His only Son to die for us, to forgive us of those sins, to do away with those sins that we have committed. That is how much, how seriously God takes sin and how much He hates it. And that is the way that we ought to be. We ought to develop a hatred for evil and to bear that image that God wants us to bear. And so far we've talked about three things. We need to choose who our friends are. We need to be careful with the people that we're keeping close to us. We need to put away the distractions from our lives. And we need to hate evil. And so once we've taken out the bad influences, we've taken out the distractions, we've begun to hate evil, what is it that we do to replace those things? Well, first of all, we replace that sin and those distractions by praising God. Turn over to Psalm 22. Psalm 22. It's important that if we are going to live our lives fearing the Lord and bearing the image that He would have us to bear, that we live our lives in praise to Him. Psalm 22, verse 23. You who fear the Lord, praise Him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify Him and stand in awe of Him. All you offspring of Israel. Notice there in that verse, three times it's emphasized how we are to praise and lift up God's name. The beginning of the verse, praise Him, glorify Him, and stand in awe of Him. This is the kind of reverence and the kind of praise that is due God. This is how we ought to lift up His name. And this kind of praise and this kind of worship is not just something that we do here a couple of times a week on Sundays and Wednesdays. Our whole life needs to be swallowed up in praise to God. Our whole lives should represent the kind of people that we are. That we're different, that we stand out from the world that's around us, that we put God first. And there's going to be times when that's uncomfortable because people around us don't feel the same way. There's going to be times when that's awkward. And that's when it matters the most. that we praise God in every aspect of our lives, that we are constantly pointing all the attention to Him, and that we're putting Him first in everything. Because if we do that, if we praise God, and we live our lives for Him and to Him, we don't have time for evil. We don't have time for distractions. We don't have time for bad influences in our lives because we have dedicated ourselves solely to God. And that is the way that we ought to live. Fifth, if we are to bear this image, to fear God like we should, and to live in the way that He's created us to be, we need to not keep this to ourselves, but we need to lead others to Him. Look with me in Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And we're not going to read the whole thing. I know some of you would have getting a little nervous there. Just a few verses here from Psalm 119. Beginning in verse 73. Your hands have made and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because I have hoped in your word. Skipping down to verse 79. Let those who fear you turn to me that they may know your testimonies. I want us to look at just a couple of things here in this section. First of all, notice in verse 73 that he says, your hands have made and fashioned me, as we've talked about thus far, that we're created in God's image. And he infers in the rest of the verse that because God has created us and has fashioned us, then he knows what is best for us. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. You have created me, and so you know what is best for me. You know the way that I ought to live. And how does he want to use that information that he has, that understanding of God's word? Well, he is looking for opportunities to spread it to others. Look at verse 74. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because they have hoped in your word. He's praying here that he can understand and live God's word to the best of his ability so that the people around him can be encouraged and can be uplifted. And the same thing in verse 79. Let those who fear you turn to me that they may know your testimony. He's asking for opportunities to teach God's word to the people that are around him. Through his example, through the words that he uses, he is looking to praise God in everything that he does. This is such a simple calling that all of us have. As being creatures created in God's image, it is so easy for us to understand. I don't think there's one of us here that doesn't grasp what it means for us to live up to this calling. And I think that's one of the things that makes it so difficult. There are aspects of things in the Bible that are difficult passages and such because it's hard for us to understand them. But in this case, these principles are hard for us, not because it's hard for us to understand, but because it is so hard to live out in our lives. The kind of people that we are called to be, being all consumed by God and living for Him no matter what, that is hard to do. That's hard to live up to. And I fail every day. But Lord, give us the strength to live in this way. To live up to the calling that we have been called to. So, in this upcoming week, let's make sure that we choose our friends carefully. That the people that are close to us, that we make sure that they are lifting us up, and they are people that are going to strengthen us in times of weakness. Let's put away the distractions from our lives and focus solely on God. And let's learn to develop a hatred for evil. And let's replace those things with praise so that we can lift God up and focus on Him in everything. And let's lead others around us to Him. I'm ashamed of myself so often in that last category especially. Because each of us every day have opportunities to talk to people about God, don't we? Every day we come in contact with people and we have opportunities to talk to them. And so often, I miss those opportunities. And what do I do in those conversations? You know, I talk about the weather, I talk about sports, I talk about something that's going on in my life. How is it that we have been saved by Jesus, that we are freed from sin and death, and that's not the first thing that we want to talk about? Lord, give us strength to be constantly spreading the news about Him. Constantly telling people this good news of the gospel. Constantly showing by our actions that we're different. That we're living to a different standard than the rest of the world. And I pray that each of us can live up to that standard. Let's go back to the verse that we began with. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. You can forget everything else that I said tonight, and the most important thing that you remember is this passage from God's Word that sums up the reason that God created us. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Let's pray together. Lord God, we are so thankful for this day that You've given us, that we can come together and we can worship You. And Lord, we pray that everything that we've done today has been in spirit and in truth, that we've lifted up Your name, that we put You first. And help us throughout the rest of this week, as we go out into the world, that we will be the kind of people that You've called us to be. That we will be the examples to the people around us that You want us to be. That by the way that we act and the way that we talk, we lead others to You. Help us to take advantage of opportunities we have to speak to people. And help us to speak to them about You. Lord, we so often get trapped in distractions of this world. Help us to get rid of those distractions. Help us to put You first in everything. Help us to live for You. We're so thankful for Jesus who died for us, who gave everything for us, and it's in His name that we pray. And amen. Tonight, if you have not taken the first couple of steps to living according to the way that God has wanted you to live, we have been created in His image so that we can represent Him and so that we can live up to that calling. And if you've not taken those first couple of steps, please, if there's anything we can do to help you, please come forward as we stand and sing.